That's Donnie McClurkin with All I Really Wanted. Just to remind you, we enter the second hour of the program. And it's been a busy one. A big thanks quickly. I cannot forget this one to Lenny. Thank you so much. Luko and Dr. Manda. Or is it Manda? Look, Manda is the Xhosa version of his name, actually. Thank you for your wonderful and most insightful teaching and conversation. God bless you, my precious sister and brother. And I love you all. Love you too, Lenny. Remember, Mondays are purely dedicated to families of virtue at about 10 past 5. I'm running a little late, but the great news is we're up and ready for you.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Greetings, this is Virtuous Roots, where we reclaim virtue to bring into our home and yours. And I'm Thomas McCuddy.
I'm Suzette Ellis.
And we are doing a very special episode today and for the next several weeks, because we are actually live in Pretoria. Normally, we are in our studios in America. We are so blessed to be here in South Africa, and we are getting to showcase for the next several weeks various ministries and what we're actually doing in South Africa and the kinds of ministries that are here locally in Pretoria, in Joburg, in Potch, where we're going to be spending some time, and also we'll be having some guests who also do ministry down in the Cape. And so we are super excited, and we are very live, so this is very different for me. And we do have Suzette with us, who's with Apologetics SA, which is one of our partner ministries here in Pretoria. And so just to kind of begin this, and normally we're talking about different topics that help the family and talking about things that parents can help them as they raise their kids. And so this is where some of these ministries, we partner with them because they do help the family. They help strengthen the church. They help strengthen believers in various ways. And Apologetics SA is one of those names that's obviously connected with apologetics. And I'll have Suzette tell a little bit more here in a second. But for those that don't know, in terms of my story, I got into apologetics when I was in college because I was actually a math major. I was going to be a math teacher and professor. And I ended up having conversations with classmates of various philosophies and backgrounds, and they continued to challenge me. And one particular episode that really rocked my world is that I had a friend of mine who was born in Iran, raised in Turkey, was over in the States, and she was training to be a professional singer. And we were talking about God and who and what God is, and I was trying to challenge her, and I took out my cell phone and I laid it out in front. I said, "What if somebody says that this cell phone is God?" And she said, "Why not?" And I said, "You're not supposed to say things like that." Yeah, that's obviously, can we not see that the cell phone is not God? That was in some ways my introduction into the world of apologetics. I had to figure out how to give an answer. And so I began studying, and that was kind of my introduction and why we talk about defending the faith and why we talk about these kinds of things. And so partnering with a group like Apologetics SA is very exciting. I first met them in 2019. This is before Apologetics SA was Apologetics SA. So, Suzette, tell us a little bit about what Apologetics SA is. Give us some background. Tell us a little bit about yourself if you want as well. And just kind of fill us in on what this is.
Yes, Dr. Thomas McCuddy. 2018, when I met you, you taught me. You were my lecturer. So what a privilege to sit here today. I'm here as a mother of three teenagers, young adults. And what is apologetics? You've asked me many questions now. So introduction to who I am. My name is Suzette Ellis. I love Jesus. He's my Savior, and I will be forever grateful. And I have the privilege of being part of a ministry called, like you said, Apologetics Essay. This started with me being confronted by my child, my son, my firstborn, asking me, does God exist? Who created God? At a very young age, I never thought that. My mother said God exists, so I just believe it because whatever adults say, that's the truth and you must believe that. And then I was challenged by my toddler asking me if this is true and how do I know. Later on, he asked if the Bible is not just fiction. And I'm like, oh, I have no idea where to even start. That challenge escalated to a lady that's a Muslim in London, tried to convert me to Islam. And she knew the Quran and the history of Allah. And at that stage, I was heading up the children's ministry in a church. And I'm like, well, I can tell you about Noah and the ark. But I couldn't answer her question. And I remember just saying that my God is a loving God. He asked me to love, not to kill. And your God asked to kill. As my husband was in the London bombings in 2005. And I felt really bad walking away, not knowing how to even tell her who's Jesus and what I believe. Mm-hmm. Little did I know what is apologetics. So fast forward about, that was 3 years back in South Africa, confronted again to be converted to Islam by a Muslim father and mother. And they made the comment that they don't even mind if the children goes to high school. Now, I'm a qualified teacher as well, so the desire to educate and make sure that people know the truth is very important to me.
Well, I just want to say, yes, that whole story that you shared about being confronted, that's the same kind of story I got as a youth pastor. Yeah. I have that in my own family. So many parents who, that's in some ways their intro. They get challenged and they don't know how to respond. And again, even as a college student, I didn't know how to respond. And so that becomes part of that value of apologetics. And so since we're talking about it, can you give us a definition of,
yes,
apologetics? But some of our listeners are going to be laughing because Nick normally plays this role, and Nick's not here, so I have to be Nick right now. So.
Interrupting me.
It is.
May
he
do
does.
That.
He's always like, "Can you define that? Can you bring that down?" So tell us, what is apologetics? So
apologetics, the scripture verse that we use, but there's many that refers to that, especially in the New Testament. But it's 1 Peter 3:15 that says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense," emphasis on defense, "to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." Now, apologia is the word that means defense, making a case. So we know about the books, Making a Case for Christ. So what is our hope as Christians? It's Jesus that has died, but not just died, he is resurrected and he is alive and he is God. And for that, we have hope as Christians, no matter what challenges we face. Yes, suffering, if it is emotional, physical, whatever challenge you face, there is hope. And as believers and as parents, we must know what we believe. And for that reason, be able to give a reason for the hope that we have. Mm-hmm. So, here, make a defense for what we believe.
So, you named an organization, not you personally, there's a team that's here. But it's called Apologetics SA. So, what does such an organization do?
So, we have many, our vision, mission is to equip believers. So in apologetics, there's many facets that you can explore. We felt and believe that God has said equip believers. So how we do it is we have a full-time Bible college where students come. It's a 3-year course, but you can do just 1 year if you desire. The first year is biblical studies. And if you do as required, you would have studied the word 5 times. You would have read the Bible through 5 times. So at the end of that, you cannot say that you're not changed and challenged. And it is an amazing, amazing time that I've and opportunity that I had to be able to do that myself as a student. And then second year, systematic. theology. So first year biblical theology, second year systematic theology. And that's where I first heard of apologetics. And when I heard it, I'm like, oh, is that what I couldn't do? Is reason about and defend what I believe and know what I believe. And then the third year is practical theology. So we have a full-time Bible college. We have a part-time Bible college. So those who would like just the introduction to, say, a biblical studies on what does a book mean and who's it written and background, and that is Tuesday mornings and Tuesday evenings. And then we teach at other churches who also have the biblical studies. So we take hands with a church in Joburg. So we teach there. Then we have SATS, Southern South African Theological Seminary. It's an online university where you can also do your degree, your theological degree, master's, honours, so forth. We take hands to administrate that. Many of our students that study with us full-time then want to further their studies so they can take the prior learning credits and further their studies with SATS. And so we help with that. We facilitate that. We also speak at different conferences. We arrange two big conferences annually, one in March for women. We just had a desire to make sure that mothers and women are equipped to know what they believe. And then, and to feel that we focus and make sure that they are also well equipped with reasoning and faith, reason and faith. And then in August, so coming up this weekend, we have a conference, a general apologetics conference. Themes vary every conference, and this time it's on the church and cult. So let me rephrase the title of it. It is Cults, Christ, and the Church. So
gotcha. So that's where, if again, anyone locally wants to get involved, these conferences. I know, yes. I've seen those. Heard the stories, and there's been in the States we do a lot of these apologetic conferences, and it's a great for those, because there's many who say, you know, they may not have time for the Bible college, they may not be able to do those kinds of things. I work at a Bible college in Fayetteville. I'm a professor there, so I'm very much encouraged people. I say, you know, hey, you want the intensive, we have it. But for some people, you know, they might need more of an introduction. They might need to connect with people. So it's quite timely that just this weekend, correct?
Yes.
Is, yeah, this is a benefit of doing a live episode. That, you know, hey, this weekend, if you're thinking, hey, I'd really like something to do with my time this weekend, and I'd like it to be of eternal significance, there's an apologetics conference going on. And it's not just, I think when I encounter people and I tell them, you know, I do apologetics, they think, oh, that's just that academic stuff. It's just all the kind of, you know, you sit around and you talk about evolution the whole time. You talk about all this sometimes irrelevant things. You know, we get into the weeds of the data. Some do, and it's worth it because you want to know what the truth is in every area. But it's also very practical. The idea of, just like you keep emphasizing, faith and reason that work together. That God did not tell us to take a blind flying leap in the dark towards him. He actually shone light into the world, came down, and in many ways led the way. That there was one of the books my students just finished reading was a book called The Apologetics of Jesus, written by Norman Geisler. And he shows how Jesus in his ministry in all these various ways was in defending the truth. And, you know, he said he was the truth, but he also backed it up. And I was at a church this last weekend. I'm gonna butcher the Afrikaans here. Dialoog.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Well done.
Did I get right? Okay. Yeah. So we don't make that sound in America. So whenever I get to, I'm so excited. So yeah, I was just there, and the sermon was on John 14, where he was talking about, you know, I go to prepare a place for you. You know where I'm going. And Philip's like, I don't know, where are you going, Lord? I don't understand this. And he's like, do you not know me? Have we been around so long? He's like, if you don't believe my words, believe my works, the evidence. Mm-hmm. Just follow the evidence. Look at what I've done. That's one of those areas of apologetics that we have evidence, not just archaeological. And some people are familiar with that. And they talk about, you know, how different archaeological finds confirm the Bible. I like the data, but I'm not an archaeologist. Some people like the science, and we have lots of science. I do like the science, but again, I was a math guy, so I just prove I can do things, and I actually do them. But there's all this different information that helps confirm in our hearts what we believe. And that's why in raising children in the 21st century, we both go to a school. I went to a school. You go there currently, where we talk about how evangelism in the 21st century is spelled apologetics. And that for parents in raising their kids, there is an element of, if you are not ready for some of these things, if you don't have some knowledge and at least know the scriptures, that when they come and they start saying all of these different twistings of scriptures the way that people do, that many parents just get caught off guard. And I think it's worth encouraging, reminding parents that the answers are there. And a place like Apologetics SA here locally in Pretoria, and you're not just in Pretoria, you've traveled to Joburg, you do other things, you know, so, and the ability that if somebody was to call you up and say, hey, can you help our church, you're the kind of organization that would say, we do that, we can help. We do something very similar in the States, that when people call us up and they say, you know, hey, you know, can you come help us? Can you? And even we met a family down in Cape Town one time, and I think we walked with them a good year, 2 years, just kind of discipling. And that's because this is a ministry. This is what we do. So tell us a little bit about, in terms of the conferences that are going on. Like you said, it's a general apologetic conference. What are some of the things that, you know, let's think about for maybe a mom and dad who've never had exposure into this world? Okay, this is all, they're listening and they're like, wow, we've turned from virtue into apologetics. No, we're going to make a connection here in a little bit. But again, we have a conference going on this weekend. So what could someone expect coming to a conference like this? What are some things maybe even in the past that you've done to say, hey, this is what it is, this is why you want to come and why we're, and how we're trying to help you?
I think what's very important for us as parents to remember is that culture has changed. And what we think we live out is whatever our culture is, that is who we are. And we stayed a long time in the UK, and I remember South African, we braai. But it's much more than a braai. And we have to remember that our children are facing a challenge due to social media. When we grew up, I remember going to church and our parents taking us for some training at church, and it will be Rodney Seals speaking on Satanism. Now, it's still relevant today, but it's influenced, a false doctrine has infiltrated our social media that is just as damaging as Satanism. Mm-hmm. Because whatever is not true is false, and it's a lie, and it will influence us, and the end result will be eternal death. As parents, we have to look at our children and know that they are facing challenges that we have no idea what they face. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm taking me as a mom, I don't have the time capacity to go and study all the social media that they see. So it is fantastic for me to be able to listen to a podcast, to listen to scholars who are very well educated. At our women's conference in March last year, 2024, Casey Luskin, Brian Miller, Richard Wacard, all from the Discovery Institute, came and spoke to us. And they kept saying, a little bit of science take you far away from God, but a lot of science bring you very near to the truth and knowing that there is a creator God and a creator, an intelligent designer. Mm-hmm. And just listening to them, I'm thinking, I don't have the capacity to go and do all these doctorates in science, and I'm definitely not the mathematician to be able to do that. But they equip me with tools that I can say to my children, these are sound scholars who have studied and can reason and give you the evidence that if you're facing a question like evolution, then you can answer it and look at it. And my son is now, last year he was matric, and remember studying, and he looked at it and he's like, Ma, this is so convincing. Now that I've heard how to take it further and analyze it in more depth, I can see the truth and the corruption with regards to the reasoning. Mm-hmm. So as parents, why do we need to do this? I remember sitting in class thinking, what about Calvinism and Arminianism? Why do I need, what does the Bible say, and what's the scripture verse? Our children are facing a challenge to say whatever you hear or read is not true. And then they face the challenge of, well, how do I discern what is true then? So we grew up saying, our parents said it's true, so it's true. And now parents don't even know what's true anymore. So I think as a parent, I want to encourage all parents, go find out what is truth. And that's classical apologetics starts with what is truth. So we first need to answer that question to be able to say to our children, hang on, whatever you hear is cannot be based on the convincing discussion or the manner in which it's conveyed. Is it attractive or does it look influential, or the amount of followers say that it's true, or the fact that so many like it, or that I like it, or that you like it, or that that's your preference, that that's necessarily truth. So we have to start with what is truth.
And I think you make a really good point that it's not just looking outside of the faith, that as we do apologetics, we're able to learn even more about the Christian faith. We're able to draw up these definitions and understandings that, for me, I know that as I was going into apologetics and I learned how to make distinctions and I learned, you know, how to read better, and I learned how to think. And so as we look at in-house among the differences among believers, we also learn better how are we able to hold hands with those who don't believe quite the same way that we do, because we want to maintain the unity of the faith, but to know also where somebody has stepped outside that faith. And I think that's where a lot of Christians lack. It's not from even so much from a lack of discernment. They don't have the tools to know where to draw the lines. And I think apologetics provides some of those things, just like you mentioned with you go to apologetics, I say in the whole first year is focused on the Bible. That I think a lot of people think that, oh, if I'm going to do apologetics, I'm going to do something way else. And you're not. You want to bring, as Scripture says, all thoughts captive. And that includes understanding the Scriptures. It includes, and my point with virtue, we've talked about, we often talk a lot about the moral virtues like prudence and justice and fortitude and temperance, but intellectual virtue is also important because, just like you said, we have to have the minds that know and can discern what is true. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. But one point that's often leveled against Christians is like, well, every religion says it's the truth. Every religion says it's the way. So we have to know how to discern, and we need minds that are strengthened. And that involves where, again, some parents are like, well, I left school behind years ago. I was like, but that doesn't mean you have to stop learning. If we love the truth, we will continue to learn. You don't have to. We were just talking about workbooks. I hate workbooks. I hate workbooks. But I love learning. So I think that's where a place like Apologetics SA Ministry gives a chance that if somebody, and I just think of the number of people I've encountered in my life who said, where do I go? What do I do? Apologetics SA is a place here in Pretoria that you've got people you can connect with, that, you know, the team, whether it's you and the other members who aren't here, like John and Tilly, and I'm actually going to be teaching at Apologetics SA in September. That's where I'll be actually 5 weeks in country this time. So we just love South Africa. We just keep coming back.
We love having you, Dr. Thomas. You're very welcome. I just want to say, with regards to thinking, we have to bear in mind, or learning, that we all, saying we finished with school doesn't mean we've stopped learning. We are continually learning, and we allow social media, news, movies, billboards to educate us on what we like and dislike. And then what makes us feel good, we base it on an emotion. And then when we don't feel good, we go to those places to go and try and feel good again. Even if we tick the box, we're Christian. And if we can learn, and we talk about critical thinking and logic and philosophy, and people are like, oh, don't want to hear anything about that. And I'm like, well, we all do it on a daily basis. We do that. We process what we see, what we hear, what we use our senses to process. But we have to make sure that our processing system, how we think about it, is not influenced just by false doctrine or a worldview that is skewed. So we have to look at our filters, and we have to, as believers, be sensitive to what our filters are.
That's where Scripture tells us to walk wisely. And there's so many passages that tell us to discern and be careful, and many more that also that encourage us. Many of my students at my Bible college in Fayetteville, they'll always go back to Romans, where it says, renew the mind. Mm. And that renewing of the mind, I would say, apologetics is part of that process, because you're learning that truth. And there's no better way to renew the mind than to experience new to you truths. Not just new truths, we're not just making them up. It's not just, you know, true to you. A lot of people say, well, this is true for me. That's not what we're saying. It's new to us truths. The truths were always there. And I think that's where some of my students who are older, sometimes in their 50s and 60s at my Bible college, they're coming back for whatever reason, and they'll ask me, where has this been my whole life? And I said, it's always been there. It's been there a long time. Apologetics is not a new discipline. Some of the very first early church leaders were labeled the apologists. They were the defenders, and they defended the faith to these Roman emperors, to the Caesars. You know, and so we think sometimes, you know, we have to face our children, we have to face our neighbor. These guys were literally writing letters to guys whose names were Caesar. So we stand with an awesome line of faith, and so much over the last 2,000 years. And what I encourage people is, don't keep that door closed.
Thomas, I like what you're saying. I think it's very important that we emphasize this, that it's not just the apologists that should be doing apologetics. It is not just the scholars who are studying it. It's a call for all Christians to be ready to give a defense for what we believe.
Absolutely.
And then I just want to emphasize that in times when I was overwhelmed with sadness and hopelessness, this world is a broken world that we live in, and sin has got an impact on us all. And I remember thinking, I am so grateful that I can, in times when I feel overwhelmed, that I have something to hold on, and that's the truth. And although I don't feel it, although I don't necessarily see it, I know that it's true. And that gave me that blessed assurance. And so when we study God's word in the first year, it is to give you a foundation, your grounding, your roots, your rock, so that you can stand on that. But then we have to be able to discern, okay, this is not a lie. Why is this? Oh, this is a lie. This is not in line with truth. And then be able to say, okay, this is why it's not in line with the truth.
So tell us real quick, in our last moments, how can people find Apologetics SA? Where can they go?
We have got an website, apologeticssa.co.za. You can send us emails, info@apologeticssa.co.za. My name is Suzette, so Suzette@apologeticssa.co.za. Yes, Facebook, Instagram, please follow us, like us, register for the newsletter, then you can see what we're up to.
And if anyone's following the Family of Virtue page and you're like, what was that again? You can shoot me information and we will get that. We will make the connection. We love to do that. Suzette, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for being on the program. Thank you for being my very first live in-studio guest. And this was phenomenal. But you can find more about Families of Virtue and what we do at our website, familiesofvirtue.com, which is brand new. We're getting a new one this week. Super excited. And you can also find this podcast, Virtuous Roots, on all major streaming platforms. And we will see you next time.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.